Dexter Wahlberg, it's a pleasure to talk with you.
It's good to talk to you as well.
Well, the polls showed that you were really going to win easily, but a lot of folks out there thought Brian Rooney would give you more of a fight, but it appeared that your campaign really is rolling, and you got your message out.
I think that was the key. Brian Rooney was an attractive candidate, and I'm glad that he's supporting me now, and we're not running against each other anymore. I think that'll be a help. He's a good young man that I think has a future, but it is what it is. And right now we're in the hunt for Mark Schauer. It's not my seat. I think Scott Brown said it well way back when he was running that it's the seat of the people. So we're trying to go back and fill that seat with the beliefs and philosophy of the district, the 7th district holds in a majority way in Congress and speak for jobs, economic, and a future of liberty for the 7th District.
Why did you lose the election?
Well, the easy answer, and I don't mean to be flip, but the easy answer was Mark Schauer had 2 points more than I. But it was a tough election. It was a tsunami of years for Republicans with Barack Obama running an amazing, almost without a stutter campaign, Acorn's involvement, George Soros' support for their efforts. And then John McCain doing so poorly here in Michigan, let alone the rest of the United States. And then ultimately, at the end of the time, Tony, you remember, in an unprecedented fashion, John McCain announces, I'm pulling out of Michigan, and, oh, by the way, get over it, manufacturing will never return. We went from 12 points up 1 week before that announcement to 2 points up 2 weeks after the announcement, and the hissing sound of our base all across this state, but specifically in my case, this district, just being deflated. So we worked hard. We did better than was expected. We did 10,000 votes better outcome than John McCain. Mark Schauer did 4 points worse than his top of the ticket, but yet it was 2 points better than mine. That's why we lost.
How did you take that loss?
Toughest experience I think I've ever had in my life, and gone through some grief experiences. This relationship to family, loss, and death, and things like that. But this was really tough for my wife and myself because, frankly, we saw it as a huge privilege to represent the district. It was really part and parcel of our life, our goals, our aspirations, our efforts. We love this community. We've lived here for 32 years, and it was tough. But, you know, the next morning the sun did come up. We saw that we had a privilege beyond any of our dreams to serve in Congress representing the 7th District. And we were still living here and had an opportunity. So we looked forward and saw a number of choices to make. But ultimately, with a lot of counsel, a lot of direction, on July 14th of last year, we decided to get back in the race and been running ever since and feeling a great purpose about it. And I think now, very delighted to be back in it. So we'll have a forum to debate strong and hard Mr. Schauer, positions that he holds, positions that we hold, and we'll see what the district says.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. We're talking with Tim Wahlberg, who will be running against Mark Schauer for the 7th Congressional District here in the state of Michigan. What have you been doing for 4 years, Mr. Schauer? Or Mr. Wahlberg, I'm sorry.
That's no problem. Well, we've been, these past year and a half, we've been right here living at home and working as a campaigner for the district. That's my 14 months of hard effort to regain the thoughts, minds of the people in the district, to listen to them. We've held dozens and dozens of hall meetings, meet and greets out in the community, unscreened, unscripted, and it has been a valuable time. And come to the conclusion that the fundamental difference between Mark Schauer and myself, because of record and not just perception, is that while Mark puts his trust in big government and a 96% voting record with Nancy Pelosi proves that, I put my trust in America's people. That trust that flows from a belief that has become very clear, whether they be Republican, Independent, Tea Party, or 912, or Reagan Democrat. It's been interesting to see those people reinserting themselves into the mix. They believe in limiting government, which in my understanding means cutting taxes, cutting unnecessary spending, reducing unnecessary regulation, and giving more freedom and opportunity to America's people to take risks, to be entrepreneurial, sometimes to fail, but a lot of times succeed when they're given the opportunity and get up and go on, and that builds an economy, increases jobs, and I think we flow flow much better in society when we're employed, when we're making money, we're able to spend, invest, save, whatever, and we grow.
We're talking with Tim Walberg, who is going to be fighting against Mark Schauer for the 7th congressional seat in the state of Michigan. Tim, when we look at the differences, you've discussed those already between yourself and Mr. Schauer. Where has Schauer gone wrong in your estimates in some of the decisions that he's made in reference to your district?
Wow. We could spend a whole show on that, but let me just briefly point out the fact that Mark Schauer, in opposition to his district, and it's been very clear by polls, by town hall meetings that I've held, that I've heard about, he has voted for things like the cap and trade or cap and tax, as it's become known as, the largest tax that would be put on the people of the United States, including the 7th District in the history of the United States, which would hurt us in many ways, including our security capabilities, our ability to be totally independent from other nations, including those that don't like us very much, for our energy, that would increase the cost for our agricultural community, for our manufacturing community, and for the general public. Even John Dingell said the cap and trade bill would be a large tax. So he voted for that. He voted for the government takeover of health care, which was just unbelievable because all the people back here in the district were in majority saying to him, please, Mr. Schauer, we do need reform. We do need to tinker with some significant things in the cost structure and the ability to get to our health care. But we like the health care. We just want you to reform it so it's more acceptable and purchasable for our people. He disregarded that and went with a total takeover. And the people have read the bill and understand that this will produce less health care for them and more expensive health care. He voted for the Pelosi $9,000 earmark trillion-dollar producing deficit budgets and went against the taxpayer on that. He voted for card check, which makes it impossible in the future for employees to have a fair and free and private election for unionizing. And so all of the above begin to make sense to the people out there that this guy is not listening to us. He's going for an ideology that is not the free enterprise, capitalistic, liberty approach that we expect in the United States, but is more along the lines of European socialism. So that's caused a lot of frustration. I would be opposite on that, on all of the above energy plan I promoted in Congress. I promoted a private sector, patient-centered approach to health care reform, and I certainly never voted for the pork and the budgets that were put before me by Speaker Pelosi when I was there. So those are the differences. I think they line up with the people of this district, and I'm looking forward to a major debate with my one-term state or U.S. representative against my one-term record, and we'll see what happens.
Well, Tim, before we let you go on your website, there's a posting, Mark Schauer's job loss tour in full swing. Talk about that.
Well, he started yesterday, as I understand it, going around the district, all 7 counties, and it's interesting. They're still not unscreened and unscripted. They are very much screened as to who will be there, but he's saying primarily, I'm going to restrict our trade to China and restrict their trade to us, and that's going to produce jobs. Well, Mr. Schauer, that's great. I mean, if you're going to help us with having fair trade and increasing the jobs in our society, however, you've done everything just the opposite. You have, by your voting, forced us in a deficit spending, trillion-dollar deficit spending, that has forced us to borrow more money from China. I think if we do the things by cutting taxes, cutting spending, cutting excessive regulation, and encourage the economy, encourage the business person, encourage the entrepreneur to provide jobs for our people, we're not going to have to bomb China and other countries and put ourselves in a deficit debt relationship with them that makes it more difficult to compete. There is no way on God's beautiful green earth that our worker and workforce, our manufacturer, our entrepreneur cannot compete with China if government gets out of the way and allows our people to produce the jobs with people who are willing to work, and we have plenty of them, that are capable and qualified. There is no way that China, with their inferior manufacturing capabilities right now that's going through an industrial revolution like we did decades ago, there is no way that we can't compete and, as they say, clean their clock if we're with fair competition.
And the final question that we have for Tim Walberg, do you think Mark Schauer has done a good job in handling the oil spill situation on the Kalamazoo River?
Not what I hear from the local officials in Marshall and in Battle Creek and in Calhoun County. I'm hearing an intense concern that this is just a posturing event for him politically, trying to sound like the tough guy and attacking the company. And there is blame, certainly there. But there's blame on the way the government bureaucracy is handling it, again, from what I am being told by officials who are just trying to get it cleaned up, get the issue handled, and get the federal bureaucracy to do what they should do in giving permits, giving access to clean up, and giving resources to clean up. And I think when your intent for political purposes in a campaign, the posture, so it sounds like you're a tough guy for the community, and yet you're not providing the resources that should be and are expected to be there and are being paid for by the taxpayer already, I think there's great concern. So it'll be interesting to see how it works out. But so far, it does not sound like this man is doing anything except trying to feather his own political nest.
Well, Tim, we are planning on talking with you at least every other week to keep up with your campaign. We also are going to invite you, or I'm inviting you right now, to come on the program for an hour between 7 and 8 on any weekday and take some questions from our listeners and talk politics. That's an open invitation for you.
Well, I appreciate that. We look forward to that access to the ear as well as the mouth of the citizen is good for any elected official or candidate. And so to hear from them as well as speak to them is a good opportunity. So thank you so much.